pretty reasonable, and they both shared a delight in exploring the different cultures flourishing within the Confederation, marvelling in their sheer variety. Through Reuben and his seemingly inexhaustible patience, she had learnt to be far more tolerant of Adamists and of their idiosyncrasies, which was another reason for accepting the Confederation Navy Commission. Then there was also that familiar miscreant thrill to be had from the way everyone regarded their relationship as mildly scandalous. Given their life expectancy, large age gaps were common among Edenist partners, but 100 years was pushing the limits of propriety. Only Athene didn't make the mistake of objecting. She knew Syrinx far too well for that. In any case, the relationship wasn't that serious. Reuben was convenient, uncomplicated, and fun. The final crew member was Chi, who had been posted to Enone by the Navy to be their weapons officer. He was a career Confederation Navy man, as far as any Edenist could be in an organization which demanded staff officers renounce their national citizenship, hardly practical for Edenists. Enone and Greer had spent 4 years of patrolling uninhabited star systems, providing occasional random escorts for merchant ships in the hope of engaging pirates, exercised with the fleet on full system defense attacks, taken part in a marine assault on an industrial station suspected of building antimatter combat wasps, and making innumerable goodwill calls at ports throughout the Fourth Fleet sector. For the last 8 months, the Admiralty had assigned them to an independent interception duty under the command of the Confederation Navy Intelligence Service. This was the third chase flight the CNIS had sent them on. The first ship had been empty when they reached it. The second, a Black Hawk, managed to elude them with its longer swallow range, much to Syrinx's extreme chagrin. But the Dymasia was undeniably guilty. The CNIS had suspected it of carrying antimatter for some time, and this flight proved it. Now the ship was preparing to enter an inhabited system to make contact with an asteroid separatist group. This time they would make their arrest. This time. Enone's cabin atmosphere seemed compressed by the prospect. But even Eileen Carruth, the CNIS lieutenant who was liaising with them, had picked up on the Edenists' expectancy. She was strapped into the couch next to Syrinx, a middle-aged woman with a bland, unmemorable face, the kind Syrinx supposed was ideal for an active agent. But the personality behind it was resolute and resourceful. Discovering the Dymasio's hoarded cash was proof of that. Right now she had her eyes tight closed, accessing the datavised information Enone was providing through Bitech processors interfaced with their hardware equivalents, allowing all the Adamists to see what was going on. "Dymasio's ready to jump," Syrinx said. "Thank heavens for that. My nerves can't stand much more of this." Syrinx felt a grin on her lips. She always found a slight edge of tension in her dealings with Adamists on an individual basis. Them and their emotions locked inside impenetrable bone. You never knew quite what they felt, which was difficult for the empathetic Edenists to handle. But Eileen had turned out to be amazingly blunt with her opinions. Syrinx quite enjoyed her company. The Dymasio vanished. Syrinx felt the sharp kink in space as the ship's patterning nodes warped the fabric of reality around her hull. To Enone, the distortion was like a flare, one that was totally quantifiable. The Void Hawk instinctively knew the emergence point coordinate. "Let's go," Syrinx broadcast loudly. Power flooded through the Void Hawk's patterning cells. An interstice was torn open. They plunged into the expanding wormhole. Syrinx could feel Greer generating its own wormhole away to one side. Then the interstice closed behind them, sealing them in timeless oblivion. Imagination, twinned with genuine Voidhawk's sensorium input, provided a giddy rushing sensation for the couple of heartbeats it took to traverse the wormhole. A terminus opened at some indeterminable distance, a different texture of negation seemingly curving round them. Starlight began to pour in, bending into filigree of slender blue-white lines around the hull. Enone shot out into space. Stars became hard diamond points again.